Hello, honey. How are you? Such a nice big kiss. How was your day?
Good, good.
My day off was lovely. Yes, thank you. It's nice. So nice. I mean, being back to work has been lovely, don't get me wrong. After everything that's happened, so much craziness. It's nice to be back on a schedule and feeling relevant again. But I'll tell you, it's also nice to come home. Just relax, especially when I know you're gonna be with me. Yeah, I've just got some coffee. Decaf, of course. Just watching some television. And yes, I'm resting. I've promised, haven't I, not to overdo it since I've been back. But I'm healing nicely. In large part, thanks to you. All that care you've given me. All that distraction you've given me as well. Yes, you've helped me take my mind off of things. Yeah. I think you're a little bit more than a distraction, dear. So what do you want to do tonight? Well, besides the obvious. Just relax and be together. That sounds wonderful. It really does, yeah. You know me, I'm a little bit of a homebody anyway, but yeah, I think I'm still recovering. No, I'm not in any pain, and I didn't mean recovering from my injury. I just recovering from the past couple of months. Yeah. Yeah, it was really difficult. But, every day I'm feeling stronger and happier and more like myself, which is good. I lost myself for a while there. I went into a really dark, desperate place. Not like I was a danger to myself or others. It was just a sad place to be in, We all have ups and downs. We all have good days and bad days, good months and bad months, and good years and bad years. It's perfectly normal to have those downswings, but especially when going through either emotional turmoils or physical injuries or financial difficulties or all of the above. God knows this world isn't an easy place to live in. And I'm continually reminded at how lucky and fortunate I am compared to so many. No, I know I doesn't mean I still don't have problems, real problems. But I try to keep it in context, You have to. It's important to be honest with yourself. No matter how difficult. I just love this so much. Being here with you. Sipping some coffee. I don't feel like I have to be anything with you. I can just be myself. My heart can relax around you. And I don't feel like I have to be a magazine. You like me just the way I am. All of my physical imperfections, or rather what society would deem as physical imperfections. You make me feel good about myself. You really do. I've never felt sexier or more womanly than I have when I'm with you. In a good way, not just a, you know, kinky, sexy, good time kind of way, which is very, very good. Don't get me wrong. But in a deeper, more meaningful way. I just wanted to tell you that. I wanted you to know that. Thank you for always being there for me. And though it's not been long, you've done so many good things for me. I hope I can make you feel as good as you make me feel. Someone told me that you can't look to other people to make yourself happy or whole. You know, you have to come to situations and relationships complete as you are. And I agree with that to a point. But I think if you're lucky and wise, you find the right people in your life and they add value to it. They bring out the best of you. You know, they're not going to solve your problems, and they're not going to make you happier or anything like that. They're not going to make you better. But I guess they do, in a way. The right people in your lives make you better. I don't know, does that make sense? I'm kind of rambling here. I'm very good at rambling. Maybe I should do that as a hobby. Just ramble on audios. Post them online. I doubt anybody would listen. Who knows? Maybe I'll give it a try in my spare time. Crazier things have happened, that's for sure. I love what we have here. I don't know what the future holds, and I don't want to be foolish and rush in too fast with emotion and plans, but I just want to be happy right now, in this moment, with you. And I really am. It's funny how life weaves us into others' lives, and the way our paths cross, and the lessons, if we're lucky, that we learn and take with us and pass on to others, or make improvements in our own lives. You just never know, do you? That's why it's so important to stop and enjoy the here and now. I'm glad you feel that way too. I agree. I say we just snuggle up under a nice blanket. Put on a nice movie and just be together. And cuddling, and snuggling, and touching. It sounds perfect to me. I'm sorry I can't stop looking at you. I like looking at you. You almost seem unreal. Too good to be true. Coming to me at such a dark time in my life. And staying with me through it. And seeing me to the other side. Always being there for me. Not when it was just convenient for you, but when I needed you. Do you know how rare that is? Do you know how wonderful that makes you? I just want you to know that I really appreciate it. And that I know what it's like to be taken advantage of, taken for granted. I will never do that to you. And if you think I am, please let me know. And I will immediately reevaluate what I'm doing. Because I never, ever want you to feel like I don't care about you. Or that I don't respect you, or that I don't need and want you. Because I do so badly. I'm not gonna lie, it's scary. It's scary to move forward after being so hurt and alone. I wanna move forward, and there'll be times when I can't. When I have to stay still, or when I have to take a couple steps back. Please know. You're always on my heart and in my mind. And I promise it won't be worth your while. It'll be worth your patience and your understanding. I'm gonna take such good care of you. I'm gonna love you the way you deserve to be loved. I'm gonna make a world for you where you feel safe and secure and free to just be the wonderful you that you already are. Forgive me, I'm rambling again. It's just important to me that you know these things. That you know that I feel these things towards you. I know you know. Sometimes it's nice to hear it, isn't it? You've done so much for me, it's the least I can do. I do think it's time for a kiss. That's nice. Alright. I think it's cuddle and kiss time, don't you? Yeah, we're probably not gonna watch that movie, but we can certainly make a valiant attempt. Come here, you goof.